East Coast Breakfast.
Class of 25, you are starting your final exams today with CAT, you call it,
eh? Yes, yes.
Computer Application Tech Paper 1. I would not know if this subject was several years away.
It would have been typing. Yeah.
Typing.
Yes, oh,
the concept of what typing would be.
I think it would have been chiseling on the slate.
Oh,
but anyway.
My bad. You know,
right, I was very good at that class. We used to call it woodwork.
Okay.
And slate work. And anyone writing Hindu or Gujarati, Tamil, Telugu, Urdu, Hebrew, and Germans, this is your morning. Good morning to you.
So we've been asking this morning, which matric exam subject do you wish had been an open book exam? Let us know. 061-792-9495.
Good morning, team. Accounting.
Okay, girl. Thank you for that one. I think mine, I'd say math, because then you wouldn't have to learn all the formulas and just be lost. Okay, Sky, what would be
Wait, hang on, you can't just jump on the math.
How do you...
Math doesn't... Open book on math doesn't help you.
Oh, it would help me. It would help me.
How?
It would have helped me in many ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
It has to be something where there are facts.
Yeah.
So like business studies. List the five things that have to...
Sky Shabalala, yes. I'm going to read your comment later on Facebook.
Yeah.
But anyway,
no, but like,
take your business studies.
No, but like, guys, that's off the field. On the field, I'm saying
okay.
Business studies.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
Accounting, it can't help me. All the other stuff that I did
Darren,
can't
you?
Help me.
I was so far behind. I was just.
I
was like, no book's going to help me right now. I wouldn't even know which chapter to start with.
Pick a subject if you had.
Well, like, I think like biology.
Yes.
Because that would be like, what is that? There's labels and like labeled this organ, and I would know my difference between, you know, an artery and a xylem or a phloem.
Nice. Let's speak to Kelly from Margate. Good morning, Kelly. Tell me, which matric exam subject do you wish had been an open book exam?
Good morning.
Hey.
It should have been life science first and foremost, and yeah. I can tell you why.
Why?
Because this paper is so long and it requires so much theory and our brain cannot focus for so long. It's just impossible. You must be writing about the eardrum, about meiosis, mitosis.
Yeah.
And it's too much, You get three sentences down the line and then you seem like forgetting everything else and you start talking nonsense. And another paper, I wish the government can just say, you know, open book is accounting. And why I say accounting, the whole paper is based on formulas and applying formulas. Okay, fine. It's okay. I understand.
Yeah.
But why is it that the paper, you get an opening balance and a closing balance? You must somehow decide where all of those amounts go now.
Exactly.
Make your amounts balance. And it's not there. I'm sorry. It's not
there.
We need our formulas in front of us, and we need our textbooks there.
Exactly.
Oh, no. It's
exactly.
Not okay.
I feel you.
My
toes. Kelly has a very valid point on both of those subjects.
It's a good question.
Thank you so much. Well, we're asking this morning, which matric exam do you wish had been an open book exam? Let us know. Send us a voice note, 061-792-9495.
Good morning, guys. I laughed at the comment that everyone would say maths. But in order for... you to be successful in a maths open book test, you need to know what you're looking for, you need to know how to apply it, and so I don't think a maths open book test would have helped me. You know, maths and I just didn't have a good relationship in matric, but definitely not that.
There you go.
I'm still going with math.
You're going with
most
math.
People said math.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with CAT even, what they're writing today.
Yeah, yeah.
Sky said everything, guys.
I'm not going to go.
Wait, did Sky say that?
On Facebook, he said everything.
Yesterday
every
you
single
said everything
subject.
And now you're whittling it down.
Now you're just like, yes, that one, life sciences, yes, CAT, yes, this, yes, that.
Oh, Zulu paper too,
Oh, wow.
And history, actually.
And history,
oh,
history.
Yeah.
Wow.
And life orientation.
And life orientation.
So everything.
For sure. And geography. Geography, definitely.
And PE.
So easy.
You know, for me, it's life sciences.
Yeah.
You know, when it was still called biology back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are those words that you don't use on a daily basis that comes up, like Bowman's capsule, hypothalamus, peristalsis. Come on, guys, I'm black. I can't use those words. No, that should have been an open book examination.
No, I
cheers,
hear
you. Bye.
Yeah, I know, 100%.
Oh, on Facebook, we have Dave who says home economics.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Bridget says English literature, especially Shakespeare. Do they still do Shakespeare today?
Yeah, they
yes,
do.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, very much so.
Taurus from Stanger. Good morning, Taurus. Tell us, which matric exam should have been an open book exam?
Sky, I strongly feel like the one subject which should have been an open book for me should have been EGD, which is Engineering, Graphics and Design. Because how do you expect an 18-year-old learner to deconstruct a machine which was drawn by someone else? You draw a whole machine and expect a young person to deconstruct it, show lines. I wasn't even there when it was drawn. How do you draw an escalator and expect me to deconstruct it without even examples? It didn't make sense then.
Yeah.
I'm even surprised I passed it. Like, I always wonder, how did I pass? Was it magic?
Yeah.
Miracle maybe, but this was the hardest subject.
Sure.
Right. So, EGD. EGD.
Yeah.
Open
yeah.
book.
Okay. All right. I forgot about that one.
Thanks, Taurus.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Let's say good morning. We go to Scottborough this morning. Good morning, Candace. Tell us, which matric exam subject do you wish had been an open book exam?
Good morning. I would have said economics because it's so factual and there's so many things you have to remember that when you get your test and they ask you for name the five different financial ministers in the last 20 years, how do you remember that?
Ha. Huh. Is that
one of the questions they would ask?
Economics. South African economics.
Okay. Economics.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So I think economics would have been the best subject to have an open book with.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's a good argument.
It's
a good argument.
Yeah,
sound. Thank you, Candace. So we're gonna forward these obviously to the Department of Education. And we're gonna champion. We're gonna pick it for at least one.
Morning, guys. The subject that I wish was open book was geography.
Yes.
Geography. It is the worst subject ever. I hated it. Any other test I'll study for, but geography.
Please.
No, thank you. It's just super boring and it's just not for me. But bye.
You guys have been saying yes to all the options.
Yes.
Just by the way.
Oh.
On Facebook, Zonke Dlamini says maths and physics are basically open book tests. The formula sheet. Geography should have been an open book. Okay.
Okay.
And then Steh Mzilekazi Ka Mashwabane. And I'm going to read the whole name because this is mixed tall, yeah, Afrikaans, so that we can all prat Afrikaans and verstaan each other.
Oh.
I get you.
Are there two? Does Afrikaans do two as well?
I think yes.
Yeah, there's three now, bro.
Three.
Yeah, there's three
Afrikaans papers.
Yeah, all languages.
I'm done. I would have. No, I would have retired from school a long time ago.
I don't know if that would have helped you. I think you really need a good understanding of the language and how it works.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah, but you talk prat, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Khabaya.
Wow. You are on love.
All right. Calling us from Durban North, Lisa. Which matric exam subject do you think should have been an open book exam?
Definitely physics. That's the hardest subject in high school.
Physics. Explain.
Okay, physics is, why do we want to know what IR, that's iron, or CO2, or things that's non-earth related?
Yeah.
So definitely, that's an open book.
But the laws and stuff, don't we have to get a proper understanding and like apply it before we get to the paper? Like, you know, motion and gravity and all of that?
Exactly, and then about magnets and attraction and earthly stuff. So, there's a lot of details in that. So that's definitely an open book.
Science is the open book test.
Definitely.
I love your work. I'm going to agree with Lisa as well. Commonly saying
yes,
we agree.
Yes, you have been agreeing to every subject. And as for Sky Shabalala commenting, all of them on Facebook. So
well,
I've
taken all of your advice and I'm going to go with Sky on this one.
Yes.
All of them should have been an open book.
Okay.
Okay, so we will champion that for you, Matrix. But until that day, unfortunately, hopefully your SWATs have gone well. Your SWATing, your studying has gone well. And just know this. Everyone is thinking of you, and we've got you.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.